The powerful head of the Home Affairs Department denies claims he personally pressured a senator over his criticism of government secrecy. Crossbench Senator Rex Patrick says he was shocked to get a call from the Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pezzullo after the senator accused the department and the minister, Peter Dutton, of hiding from media scrutiny. Mr. Pezzullo has told AM he wasn't intimidating this senator, but did want him to know the personal criticism was verging on the slanderous and was also unfair. Political reporter Matthew Doran has the details.
Last week, after the Federal Police carried out a controversial raid on the home of a political reporter, Senator Patrick cried foul. In a press release, he said he was outraged by the police action and said it was a sign the minister and the department head clearly hated media scrutiny. The Centre Alliance senator is one of the most outspoken critics of government secrecy and is used to MPs hitting back, but he never expected to find Mr. Pezzullo on the other end of the line.
Mr. Pezzullo was quite polite but firm in his conversation, but there's no doubt when I reflect on what was said that his intention was that I remain silent in respect of my criticisms of him and or his department.
The accounts may differ, but by any standards, this was an unusual phone call. One of the government's most powerful departmental secretaries personally complaining to a parliamentary critic.
He considered that the remarks had a slanderous element to them. He was very quick in stating that he wouldn't be pursuing that, but then basically stated to me that as a senator, I sit in high office and it's a bit unfair for me to criticise someone like him when he has no opportunity for rebuttal.
Senator Patrick says this was the first time he'd had such a call and racked his brain to think why it had been made.
And the only thing I can think of is that he was trying to get me to be quiet in respect of my criticisms of the Department of Home Affairs.
Mike Pezzullo usually shuns the spotlight and he views the phone call very differently. In a statement to the ABC, he said he took issue with the direct criticism of his reputation.
I have no view and nor should I express a view on how Senator Patrick conducts himself or on the issues that he chooses to pursue as a senator. My sole request made to him by telephone was to ask that he reflect on his adverse references to my purported view of media scrutiny. His comments were unfounded and not able to be responded to by me in the media, as quite properly I lack the public platform that he has and uses.
He also hit back at the suggestions about avoiding scrutiny, pointing Senator Patrick to comments he made in Senate estimates a month after Annika Smethurst's article in News Corp's Sunday Mastheads on a proposal to expand the powers of the nation's intelligence agencies.
The worst early example of ill-informed reporting regarding Home Affairs, and this was a prize for which there were unfortunately many nominees, was the effort by the correspondent of the Sunday Telegraph and Associated Sunday Papers. This assertion is completely false.
Senator Patrick doesn't buy that Mr. Pezzullo doesn't have a forum to respond, given he has a departmental website where he can issue statements and an audience at regular estimates hearings. And the South Australian stands by his claims.
I've got pretty broad shoulders. I'm a former submariner. I've lived in an environment of sharks and much bigger sharks than Mr. Pezzullo. However, I do think it's inappropriate for a secretary of a department to contact a senator for the purposes of trying to prevent them from raising criticisms about a department.
Crossbench Senator Rex Patrick ending Matthew Doran's report.